Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3, number 1.
All right, Clint is out today, having issues and effects from Hurricane Nicholas, so all the best to him and to anybody else that was affected last night with power being out. I know I was one who had power out. Anything, man, we hope and pray that everything is all right and everybody is safe. But Clint's out. B. Scott, Brandon Scott, SportsRadio610.com. You can catch all his work there. He is in today. And B, one of the big stories coming from the Texans. The Texans today expect to sign Jahlil Johnson off the Saints practice squad. And if they sign him off the practice squad, that does mean he has to be on the roster. You can't just sign a player from another practice squad and then put him on your own practice squad. That means he's going to make the roster and another move is going to be made with the roster for the Texans. We'll be interested to see who that is. But Jahlil Johnson, if that name sounds familiar, he was with the Texans all camp and came down to the very end. Bit of a surprise cut, would you say?
Yeah, for me it was a surprise cut just because he looked so good in training camp. I thought he showed some flashes in the preseason. I said this earlier. I thought that DeMarcus Walker was going to be the odd man out when we got to the 53-man roster cuts, but it ended up being Jahlil Johnson, which did surprise me. But again, we heard from Nick Caserio after the cuts talking about how they felt like they had 8 to 10 players who they ended up not keeping that could have stayed on the roster, that could have made the roster. And Jahlil Johnson is definitely one of those guys. I mean, the way the math of it is essentially going to pan out is that Jahlil Johnson is going to take Vincent Taylor's spot. I mean, they're just going to swap him out, and the question is more so,
I mean, how much of a spot, though? Because Vincent Taylor started.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm talking about just in terms of the numbers.
That he, but not he just necessarily
plug
that
and play.
He jumps up as,
right. I mean, as we were talking about earlier, I mean, this is an opportunity for Ross Blacklock. This is an opportunity for Roy Lopez, too, if we're talking about young players on the team. Ross Blacklock just in his second year, Roy Lopez as a rookie. I mean, between the two of them, you'd like to have at least one of them be a contributor to the team long term. So if both of them can be, that's even better. So you would like to see, how does Jahlil Johnson factor into everything? What does that say exactly about Ross Blacklock's role? He looks a lot better than he did last season. So we just got to let it kind of play out.
I don't think it's too early to say this, but 6 to 8 weeks is when Vincent Taylor is out. And I'll be damned. Ross, this is your time. This is your time to pick it up. You're a second-round pick that a lot of people had as a first-round grade in the draft last year. If you can't beat out a kid that is a sixth-round pick that's a rookie now, and a Jahlil Johnson, a guy who played for the Vikings last year, but a guy who no one thought to bring him on their main roster. He was plucked off the Saints practice squad. If you can't beat him out and make yourself clear that you're the guy there, then really I think all bets are is this dude's going to be a rotation guy and just a guy that's a depth guy and not a special guy, which is what you thought you were going to get in the second round.
Right. And to be clear,
when I say special, like,
yeah, like a difference maker.
I'm not saying Chris Jones.
An impact player is what you mean. Somebody that truly matters, not just a rotational guy who's just kind of plug and play. Like a truly impactful player on the team. Like, no, I'm with you. Now, To your point though, I do think that I like his chances. Let's put it that way.
You like his chances
because of what I've seen, and I think he's going to get that opportunity. Also, he's out of excuses. Last year you had COVID, virtual offseason programs. Whether you buy the excuses or not, they were there and they were in play. Like, he had the most untraditional rookie year that I think has ever happened. No preseason, virtual offseason, maybe didn't fit the scheme and the system that they had at the time, which, I mean, who did? I mean, it was just a disaster last year. Now, all we hear about is how the system and the scheme fits every player. Like, every to a man has talked about that. Right, right. That's what I'm saying. So the excuses are out the door, and the opportunity certainly is right there. I don't see if there's – you know, any way where other than Ross Blacklock himself who could hold him back at this point. And I like his chances.
Unless Roy Lopez just goes, you know, crazy and shows them better. But I just
– Which for the Texans, that would also be just fine, though. I mean, when you're talking about your young – like, if either of the two of them can be a close to special player for you, you'll take it. And both of them, that's just a plus.
Yeah, it's just that skill set that Ross seems to have.
Yeah.
The speed, the quickness from that spot, his pass rushing ability. We saw it on display against the Jaguars this weekend on Sunday. He had a couple of really good pressures. And as we said earlier, the first one led to the Justin Reed interception. So
yeah, and how is he against the run, against a real running team, and what we're going to see with Cleveland? Like, we haven't really seen that between the preseason games and that first game. Like, you know, the Jaguars abandoned the run because they were down early. Like, they haven't really had much of a test in the running game, and now here you have Ross Blacklock inserted into a more influential role without Vincent Taylor against a really dominant running team.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, a few notes here with the Astros. This is the most recent. The Astros have reinstated right-handed pitcher Zach Greinke.
I liked your voice.
From the IL today, possibly the guy who is their number one starter, possibly the guy who starts game one as of now in the divisional round against the White Sox. He is added back after going on the health and safety protocols, and his roster spot that he is taking is right-handed pitcher Jake Odorizzi, who has been placed on the 10-day IL with right foot soreness. He stepped out of the game after an inning and a third yesterday.
It sucks to suck.
Boy, you know, they put up 15 runs. You know he wanted to get that W off of that. But Jake's out on the IL. May potentially, for me, be the last time we see him, and I'd be just fine with it. Zach Greinke back at it. Potentially, you're up. The guy who starts game one, Zach Greinke's back.
Is that where you would lean with it? Like, if you look at the starters right now between Zach, Lance, Luis Garcia. Obviously it's not Luis. Urquidy, obviously it's not. But that's who you would go with?
For me right now, I have been a Framber guy.
Right.
Right, I've been Framber all the way. I can't sit here and just keep – I can't just go on down with the ship. Framber – who knows, man? Framber might be Framber, or Framber might hit two or three guys in the first inning and throw 35 pitches and walk two. Who knows? Right now, I'm a stuffs person, so I would lead towards Lance.
Yeah.
Lance has, I think, been the best pitcher, best starter for them from start to finish. I think it would be Lance, but I do think Zach Greinke, I would not be surprised at all. He would be the one that I could totally see Dusty and James Click going with because of his experience and everything like that. But for me, it would be Lance.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It would be Lance for me, too. I'd be fine with Greinke just because, you know, obviously future Hall of Famer, pretty reliable, knows how to pitch. I mean, we were talking about Christian Javier earlier. I mean, the most glaring difference between, you know, a Javier, a young guy, inexperienced guy, still trying to figure it out, and a Zach Greinke is just knowing how to pitch, knowing how to mix your pitches and how to have a game plan approach and how to attack hitters. I mean, Zach Greinke is probably, he's the best one that they've got when it comes to that. But I'm with you on this one as far as being a stuffs guy. Give me the guy who can make up for mechanical issues with just good stuff, and Lance McCullers is that dude.
Yeah, and also that's the one note from last night. As we said, man, they beat the hell. Out of who the hell they beat?
The Rangers, man.
The Rangers.
They were up the street.
15-1. They are now 84-59. And Mr. Jose Siri had a hell of a night. 4-for-5, 2 home runs. Alvarez hit his 30th of the season as well. It was never close. They beat them down 15-1, like we said. And
That's a lot of hits.
Ain't it, though?
Yeah, they're getting closer and closer to finishing this thing off. I don't even know if it's about the division anymore. They got a 2.5-game lead over the White Sox in terms of second.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
And that's mostly where it is. But I know you loved the MVP from the game last night, Mr. Siri.
Yeah, I'm just excited about the fact that we've got young players to be excited about with the Astros in terms of, you know, their roster depth, their rotational depth. I mean, think about it. Earlier in the season, and even recently, I mean, Taylor Jones has been up on the major league roster. But when you had guys like Taylor Jones and Robel Garcia, I'm trying to think of my man's name that was also a AAA guy who had like his first hit, major league hit, and we hadn't seen him ever since. I mean, they had guys who had no business on the major league roster earlier. Now you see the guys that are coming up, and Jose Siri, who, for all of you for Astros Twitter and you Sugar Land Skeeters fans, we don't have to tell y'all about Jose Siri. Y'all tell us more than we already know.
Please.
But to actually see it in action and to see the swag, I mean,
he pimped it out a little bit.
He pimped it out a little bit. And again, when you perform, when you do well, when you can back it up, I am here for it. Like I'm viewing Jose Siri as a more pimped out and better offensive Miles Straw for this team right now. Like, think of how Miles Straw
was where you are
already? Before he became the starting center fielder. Like, what he was to you last year, that extra piece. But here's a guy that adds something with his bat. I think that's a pretty decent comp for what his role could be for now and could be much greater than that going forward.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, a little Rockets news. I'm seeing this on the text line as well. Reports from The Athletic. John Wall and the Houston Rockets, Brandon, meet and mutually agree to work together on finding a new home for the 5-time All-Star guard. The plan is for Wall to be present at training camp, but not to play for the Rockets in games this season. So 1 year, not even a full year, of John Wall and that big-ass contract. I can't wait to see how they're able to move that.
Yeah, I just look at the domino effect of, and I hate to take it back to, you know, bringing up old you-know-what.
Ooh, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, it just goes back to
Jim Harden,
man.
Baby.
Like, because I've never really been mad at John Wall. I tried to be optimistic about what he could bring to the team, even though I knew that they weren't going to be good after everything went south with James Harden. But, I mean, all of this stems back to his inability to coexist with Chris Paul, forcing that trade to Russell Westbrook, which was a bad idea. And then, of course, that not working out, which led us to the John Wall trade. I mean, just the domino effect of going from Chris Paul to Russell Westbrook to John Wall to now having to figure out a way to get rid of him. I'm fine with it because things seem to have worked out for the Rockets. They got a nice group of young players. They were able to get, what, 4 first-round picks out of this draft. They got a nice young nucleus. The future seems bright for the Rockets. And I appreciate John Wall's time here. But, man, all it does when you hear this news or when I read this news is just make me think about how things ended with James Harden and how it didn't have to be like that.
I didn't. We also want to, at this point, and I know I speak for all of you all, send out a happy anniversary to LeBron and Savannah James. It's their anniversary today.
Hold on,
hey, enjoy your special day, guys.
Wait.
Happy anniversary.
Hold on.
Savannah,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know this is your show, but I got to hold on a second.
What?
We did not on this show just wish a happy anniversary
to
LeBron.
You're damn right we did.
No. I don't have a problem with LeBron and Savannah.
Oh, I do.
But before we wish a happy birthday to one Deshaun Watson.
Listen, That's a dicey call. Happy birthday, Deshaun, as well.
Yeah, okay, all
but
right.
But happy anniversary.
What a time in Houston.
More importantly, happy anniversary to LeBron and Savannah. Boy, another year, guys. Another year. Our anniversaries are so close.
Oh, man.
We're like brothers.
Did you do that on purpose?
Coming up next.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Touchdown, Pharaoh Brown. Now, it's no recording. He is going to be live and in person over the phone coming up next. So you'll hear from a guy who probably had the biggest game of the weekend for the Texans, Pharaoh Brown, coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Under pressure. Got rid of it. Caught. Pharaoh Brown. What a catch down the middle of the field.
Yes, sir. Tyler Milner on the ones and twos. That was probably the most impressive play of the game. Just single play. That one-handed grab with the size and speed that Pharaoh Brown, who joins us right now. And I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone, Pharaoh. That was an impressive play. Right there. I want to know from you, which one, because there were two big-time plays that you made that made me sit back and say, damn, that one-handed catch and then the catch where you just start running over folks. And then you got up and you hit that nice first down stick forward. Which one was your favorite play between the two of them?
I think both of them was my favorite. I think they both resulted in a touchdown, so that's always a plus when I can help the team make a play and score a touchdown. That's always to be one of my favorite. I'm all about peace, love, and scoring touchdowns. That's my motto.
Peace, love, and scoring touchdowns.
Hey, look, I'm not mad at it, Pharaoh. Look, when we've talked to your teammates, especially after the game, they all pretty much describe you to a man as a beast, as a large individual. Obviously, we've seen you out there. We understand all of that. Could you describe for us what is it like when you are able to manhandle an opponent? Because I'm going to be honest with you, Pharaoh. When I see you out there, you are like a reminder for me of why I did not play football. Because look, I don't want any of those problems. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just going to be real about it. So what is it like when you are able to just sort of dominate an opponent like that?
I mean, it's an amazing feeling just to go out there and be able to impose your will on a man. I think that's why I play the sport. I just want to impose my will and dominate. I mean, it's funny that my wife always says something, and I'd be like that's somebody's father out there, you know? So that man's got a family, man. Yeah, like that man got a family. So, I mean, I've been playing this way of football, this style of football, since I was a kid, and that's just all I've known since growing up in Pop Warner. I mean, you had to hit, you had to bring it, and a lot of people stopped playing, a lot of people didn't. I was just one of the guys that I found the love to be able to go out there and do so.
Texans tight end Farrell Brown joins us right here on Sports Radio 610 on Houston Sports Leader. Farrell, my thought is I'm watching this game, and listen, this is not how I thought it was going to go. I thought the Texans and you all would win the game, but I didn't think it would be as dominant. At what point, if at all, were you at all surprised, like, man, this thing is, we're beating these boys like this?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, I told the media that week, like, it's a new style of Texas football that Texas fans haven't been used to. And I think we showed a glimpse of how special that we could be this year. And I think we just have to focus on just taking it one game at a time, getting better week in and week out. And at the end of the season, with our mentality, how every guy in our locker room attacks the week, attacks the game, we'll be in the we'll be right in the heat of it, and we'll be in the position that we want to be in. That's my belief.
Can you explain to me what that new Texan style of play is?
it's the play that make people not want to play football no more.
Right.
Just come out, dominate, or whistle the whistle. Our defense creating turnovers, getting 11 hats to the ball, running around like maniacs. Offense just driving the line and making these people literally not want to play football. I think Justin JB said it in this interview, like, it was a point in Jacksonville, they didn't want to be out there with us no more.
Right.
And there's no better feeling when you can just come out there and take that wheel from somebody. And that's with anything. We're ultra competitors. Like, anytime you're competing and you can just take that wheel and make somebody not want to be out there with you no more, I think that's our goal, and that's what we seek to do every time we step out there.
Texans tight end Farrell Brown joining us here on Sports Radio 610. I kind of want to follow up with that on Justin Britt and guys. Like, look, Ron and I did a special on one of the TV stations over the weekend where we were talking about the, or, you know, our favorite new additions on the team. And the only reason why I didn't mention you is because you technically aren't a new addition. You joined during last year, but I felt like you would probably be one that would take another step as a player. So a part of me wanted to just write your name in there anyway, but I want to ask you about some of your new teammates and just the dynamic of seeming like having more dogs, for lack of a better term. It seems like that's how a lot of you guys have been describing each other. Justin Britt, Mark Ingram, guys like that that y'all have added to the locker room. How much of a difference have you noticed in sort of that dog mentality on the team?
I mean, it's a huge difference. I mean, for me, it's like, you know, a bunch of dogs just linking up, and it's just, you know, you love to go to war with them guys. And I think that's what we kind of lacked at last year, but Coach Cully and Nick has done a great job bringing guys to fit where we want to be. And that's the new style. That's the guy we want to. Smart guys, team guys, you know, tough guys. That's what I believe we brought in, and I think we're going to show that each week.
All right, so speaking of then again, we got Farrell Brown, Texans tight end, joining us on Sports Radio 610. Yesterday, on the Zoom, I asked you about how much you're looking forward to going back to Cleveland and playing against, you know, your hometown team and a team that you, you know, played for. So let's revisit that. Like, you talked about how much noise you hear from the dog pound, from your family, from the people out in Cleveland. How much noise are you hearing? What's maybe the craziest thing you've heard some of them say about your team or y'all's chances? Like, what is that banter look like right now? Take us behind the curtain.
I mean, everybody, obviously, the Cleveland Browns fans are hot. They've been, you know, bottom of the barrel in the league for a few years, and they finally got a team that they think can win the Super Bowl. And
A few years. Come on, you from Cleveland. You know it's been more than a few years.
That's why you're being kind about it.
Yeah, I was from Cleveland, man. I was a Browns fan, so I was in some of those years. But I mean, they got all their pieces, so they on cloud nine right now. And I haven't been answering a bunch of calls just because I want to get in and focus and just attack the week. It's just another game for me. I don't like to get too high on any one game. I just want to go out there and do me. So, but obviously we want to go out there and we want to do what we do. And I think it's going to be a great environment, a great test. It's going to be a great day for football. So I'm just excited and just can't wait to get to Sunday.
Yeah, when you hear this, Vegas has you all as a 12.5-point underdog in Cleveland. After just beating, yeah, 12.5. After y'all just beat the hell out of
that last week,
yeah,
three and a half.
It was 3.5 last week, but after y'all just beat the hell out of Jacksonville, 12.5. When you hear that, where's your mind go with that?
My mind goes to people. You know, you go to Vegas and people go broke in Vegas. I wouldn't advise people to listen to Vegas. If you like your money, but I mean.
So basically, you telling me it's a safe bet if I go in there and say, you know what, there ain't no way in hell that the Texans gonna lose by 12.5. So I'm gonna put my money based on this conversation with you, Farrell. I got three kids under 7. I'm gonna put my money on the line based on this. As you saying, ain't no way y'all gonna lose by no 12.5 points.
Hey. As long as we out there on Sunday and it ain't no delays, it ain't no postponed, man. That's a good bet.
Yes. See, and look,
I like that.
This is what
Farrell.
I like about you, Farrell, too, man. You just kind of kept it real, especially yesterday. You said, "Look, I'm coming. This ain't no bulletin board material. This is not me trying to gas anybody up. I know them guys. They know me. And I'm coming." I mean, is that kind of how you view it? Like, you don't really have to pump the game up as much as, like, real recognize real. The other side kind of already knows what's, at least as far as you're concerned, what they're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same way every week. I come and attack the game the same way every week. I come and attack practice the same way. Even in the preseason, like, I want to go out there and play my game. It's once we're on the football field, I want to play the way I do. And those guys was with me, and they know how I play. They know, you know, how I get down. So I'm just excited to compete against them guys. And on Sunday, I mean, so that's why it wasn't no bulletin board material, because it's just that simple. Like, I'm coming out there and I want to impose my will on them, and I want to make them quit. You know, I want to dominate them. Like, it's just that simple. And that's something for me every week, you know, week in, week out, not just because we're going to Cleveland. So that's why I said that. And I'm always authentic. I only can be myself. That's why I tell you, I'm just myself, man, honestly.
Well, we appreciate it. Make them want to quit. We'll remember that, be watching, and I'm going to go ahead and put this money down. So, don't lose by 12.
Don't lose our little pennies, Farrell. Look, I know you probably gonna get paid pretty soon, man, because you're balling out there. You about to be in a totally different, more than likely in a totally different way. But don't lose us no money out there, Farrell, man. Y'all handle business, man.
All right, man. We appreciate you joining with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, good luck on Sunday. That's Farrell Brown, Texans tight end, authentic as hell. We got a lot from that. Said yep. Make them quit. He said it's a safe bet as long as there's nothing delaying anything. They're not losing by no 12.5 for Farrell Brown. Boy, you ain't lying about that confidence. Hey, see, that was a little bit more subtle. That was a little bit more subtle than Justin Britt. All right, man, we got to get out of here. There is no way that the Texans Longhorns will be back. No way, because karma is going to kill them. I'll explain coming up, and we'll do the test. Did I sound mean? Did I sound like a tone?
Hold on, Joe.
All that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Shout out to Pharoah Brown. He was good, right?
Very good.
Pharoah was good.
I love me some Pharoah, man.
He's a good interview every time. Every time he's with the media, anytime I hear him on air, man, he's a delight, man.
Yeah, he's something. I feel like if we had about 10 more minutes, we could have got Pharoah to say a little bit more. I thought Pharoah was about to cuss, to be honest with you. I thought he's about to. And he heard that line. Ooh, that is personal.
Yeah, he said
it's 12 and a, it's what?
What they had us last week. Don't lose your money.
He was for real.
This is a safe bet.
Hey, he meant that though.
So if you missed that, you could use that Odyssey rewind feature and listen to it. He was on with us around 3:18. Pharoah Brown. Touchdown. Pharoah Brown. God, Clint's gonna be pissed he missed that. God, he's gonna be hot.
Yeah.
Smoking hot.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Straight savage.
One thing Clint is very happy about, and that is the ass kicking that his Arkansas Razorbacks put on the Texas Longhorns, a team that was ranked in Texas. They just beat a ranked opponent last week and then just got throttled. That was never close.
Yeah.
And it's not surprising to me. And I'll say this, and Tyler will be all over this. Texas is not back.
What? Really? They aren't back yet?
Man.
University of Texas is not back? I thought they were.
You don't say.
Texas is not back. Tyler is about to jump through it all. Listen to this. I mean, Lord.
I could have sworn Texas was back by now, show. Are you kidding?
They're not back.
You're pulling my leg.
And they will never be back as long as Steve Sarkisian is the head coach.
Man.
He's not it. He's not the guy. And you'll say, oh, show, it's only been two games. Or maybe you just say, show, it's only been two games. That'd be, I don't know why I just do an aggressive impersonation of that person, and I believe that's the person. It's only been two games.
Yeah, like, who does that?
But this is a karma thing. Now, there are going to be some people here, and this is sports radio. There will be some people here in Tyler and Brandon, people listening. And you can call in 713-572-416, get texted, who may disagree with my reasoning. But I think as karma, we've talked about it on the show, this is another one here. I don't think he deserved the job. His previous stop was at Alabama. Hell, everyone's turned tricks on the offense at Alabama. Bill O'Brien is turning tricks right now with the offense at Alabama.
Yeah, when he gets his next job, I'm going to put in an application.
Yes, Lane Kiffin.
Why not?
Everyone has turned tricks at Alabama with their offense. Before that, he had two jobs at two really good programs on the West Coast. Another blue blood. He was at Washington, where they called him seven-win shark because that was the amount of wins he would win. And then he was at USC, where it was nowhere near where Pete Carroll had it. They weren't battling for any kind of championships. There was no reason to think that this is a guy is going to get a third shot at a really big school. Then he goes to another blue blood to Texas after Alabama. And the reason why I go to the place of he doesn't deserve the job is, one, I don't think he's put forth a resume at his stops to get that. And two, I just don't think he should be able to be coaching kids anymore. And I know he wants to say these are adults in college. You don't know his background, his history. Listen, he had a battle with alcohol, and I hope and which we've heard, and I hope and pray that he has gotten a handle on that, which it seems like he has since he's been with Alabama. Before that, he was with the Falcons and now at Texas, and I'm rooting for him, glad that he did, and hopefully he has gotten that that issue solved for him, or it's not even solved. Hell, you continue to battle it. But I understand a world of second chance. I believe in second chances. I don't believe that this one is a second chance that he deserves. I don't think when you are coaching student athletes the way he was at USC and you show up to games drunk and you show up to practice drunk and you're showing up to pep rallies drunk like Steve Sarkisian was, to me, working with college students and kids, like, you can go coach in the league, you can coach arena, you can coach Canada, wherever. You coaching with student athletes and young kids with that to me, I don't think that match should happen anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't think he should be coaching in college anyway with that. And that's serious to me. That's my opinion. I think karma's just going to eat up at Texas, and they're never going to be what Mack Brown had them or what they were before that with Sark there. I just don't – he didn't deserve the job with his resume, and what he got in trouble for and what he got fired at USC, I don't think he should be able to coach student athletes anymore.
Karma, a theme on the show today.
It is, isn't it?
But for me, I will disagree with you and quote – the great Felicia Snoop Pearson from the great show The Wire. Shout out to the late great Michael K. Williams, who That's just passed, true. Who discovered Snoop at a bar or nightclub somewhere in Baltimore. But she had the great quote of deserve ain't got nothing to do with it. And you got to say it with that Baltimore accent too. It ain't got nothing to do with it.
I agree.
It's his time. That's all. And look, Steve Sarkisian is in the network. I mean, that's, a lot of this is not a meritocracy, only but so much is it a meritocracy. It's about who you know and the connections you got. And just to back up real quick, I don't think that Steve Sarkisian was anywhere near their first choice. I don't think that's who they wanted for this job. I think that they really wanted Urban Meyer and they didn't get him. And so they settled for Steve Sarkisian. So, and that's the point that I make when I say it's his time. Right place, right time. He's kind of the sloppy seconds or the, you know, sort of the next man up, if you would. So I think that is really, you know, sort of at the heart of why he got the job. But also, show, I just don't believe in the virtues of college athletics like that. Like, I just don't believe that any of that actually applies or anyone actually cares about those values. Not to say that those aren't important values that you're speaking of. I just don't think that I'm able to honestly and, like, just truthfully apply it to what's going on in these college programs.
It's
like,
big business.
Like, it's big business. They
but
don't,
those kids aren't getting paid.
Yeah, right.
It's big business, but those kids aren't getting paid, and they're thought of as student athletes. You may disagree here, and anyone may. I view the head coaches and those guys almost in the same vein as teachers in a way with the student athletes that they are.
Yeah.
Right. Like I always hear the late Bobby Bowden. I'm going into your living room. I'm going to take care of your son for the next 4 years.
Yeah. But I don't believe that they actually believe. Like this is not the days of Bobby Bowden and when you know the head coach was really like a father. Like this isn't Bear Bryant. Like these aren't father figures to your kids anymore. Like I just think we're past that era, and the issue for Texas is going to be long past whatever Steve Sarkisian's personal shortcomings are, and there are a few. I think it's the issue of recruiting. They don't recruit like they still recruit really good players, but you know they're losing the recruiting battles to the schools in the SEC. Like for Texas's sake, I think if anything, the benefit of them making that move is hopefully they realize like maybe this behind kicking that they got from Arkansas, that they realize, hey, these are the type of players that y'all need to be recruiting, especially if this is where y'all are going to compete at. Like, long gone are the days where you just be dedicated to Lake Travis products and, you know, preferring the suburbs over the inner city kids and things like that. Like, I think that more than anything, it's the players that they end up getting and the coach and the actual coaching itself. But I hear you on the representation thing. The only thing that I would disagree with is that if he has addressed those issues, like if he's not showing up to games drunk where you can smell the alcohol on his breath and he's not giving weird profanity-laced speeches at booster club meetings and or at appearances, Like, if he's actually atoned for that and he's not showing that type of behavior anymore, you got to remember, man, these kids don't know, they don't know them headlines unless they Google it. Like, they don't know what we're talking about. They don't remember the Steve Sarkisian alcoholic episode of however, like, six years ago now? So you're talking about kids that was in high school, probably not following it. Like, I don't think they understand or appreciate what kind of bad example he could be in the way that you're speaking of it, because it's just before their time.
Yeah, and I know, I don't. Tyler and I, we've had discussions about this. As the text line comes in show, it's obvious that you want college athletics to be a utopia. That's ridiculous. No, I just think there are certain things that you lose the opportunity to have. And I view what he's doing, showing up to practice. He's supposed to be leading these young student athletes.
Yeah.
Showing up to practice absolutely hammered.
Yeah, no.
And in games drunk. Like, to me, I'm not saying he shouldn't be able to perform anymore. He shouldn't be able to coach anything. But him coaching young kids, to me, I'm out. I don't think that is, and I understand that, and like I said at the beginning, I hope and pray that his this issue, because this is an illness as much as anything else, that he has a handle on it. But there are certain things that are illnesses that mean that you don't get a second chance in things. And to me, if you just like if he were a teacher and teaching in a classroom, you show up drunk multiple times, and that's why you got fired. You're not teaching again.
Hey, text line. This is y'all's first, or maybe not first, but a piece of evidence that Ron the Show Hughley did not attend Houston ISD schools. He is not an HISD product, because he is over here talking like a drunk teacher, or a teacher that might have a flask in their desk is like a peculiar or odd or like offensive thing. And I'm here to tell you, as somebody who attended HISD schools, not so much, my brother.
Not saying, hell, it may hell, maybe every teacher right now in Texas has a flask.
Hey, look.
Or just had a six pack of Coors before they came in. If you got caught, if you're drunk teaching kids, your ass should be fired. You shouldn't be, like, to me, I don't think I would not trust that you should be allowed to, like, that's a bridge you've burned.
I think it's,
and I feel the same way with that. With him, you can coach in the NFL, pros. That's a bridge you burned as a leader of men when you're doing those things.
It is obviously
that's me.
It is obviously bad and unprofessional to show up to work drunk. I'm not defending that.
Especially when you're a leader of
young adults. I think period. But I mean, let's be
true. But I'm
but,
just saying.
But let's I mean let's be honest here. You know, we've all seen it and been around it. Like I think that the stance on that versus the reality is a lot different. Like, I'm not going to call him by name, but my most influential and best teacher that I had in high school, I'm pretty sure, let's see, what time is it? 3:45-ish. I'm pretty sure he's smoking a joint right now as we speak. And it never was an issue as far as, like, you know, what his influence was on us, whether he might smell like a pound when he shows up to work. Like, we just weren't fixated on that. We were fixated on the job and the task at hand. And see, the issue with Sarkisian, beyond him just being drunk, the man couldn't hold his liquor, and so he'd go wherever he'd go and he'd clown.
Yeah,
he'd be drunk and clown on top of it.
And it's the places that he would be drunk. Like, this ain't, oh, Steve Sarkisian was drunk at a happy hour after practice or something. No, he's drunk on the job working with the kids.
Yeah, not
good. The kids are saying we could smell the whiskey on his breath. He had to be sent home by assistant coaches because he was in such shape.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with you.
Like that, like, you're out coaching college.
If you show up drunk, you need to be able to hold your liquor. It needs to be not so, like, you need to be better at it. If, like, I was always told, if you can't be good at it. And he wasn't good or good at not being good. So that would be the issue. But, again, I think Texas not being back is more of a product of the players that they recruit and sort of a mentality in players. Being more caught up with seeing in the damn eyes of Texas than getting you some dogs out there.
Yeah, he's not going to be the one.
That was when he lost me, was with the, oh, these kids, they're going to sing the eyes of Texas. Man, get out of here with that.
That's right. Telling me what to do, baby. All right, Clint, he's out today as he is handling business with Hurricane Nicholas. Anybody else out there struggling, man, we hope everybody is safe. And the damage has been something at least you can handle. Prayers out to anybody who is struggling with those situations. But Brandon Scott, the voice you've been hearing, he is in today. You can catch all of his work on sportsradio610.com. All right, we understand that I'm accused of having a tone or being mean.
It's a fact. It's not an accusal. It's a fact.
It's not a fact. Making a guest on the show angry. Did I have it with Pharaoh? Did I have a tone with Pharaoh? My situation and how I interact with guests, did it rear its ugly head again? These made up things that Tyler and Clint and the listeners try to come up with. Do you think Pharaoh got off the phone and was like, man, that guy's an ass?
I mean, other than the part about us both telling them not to lose us money. You know, I mean,
that was it.
But he knew he was joking about that.
I was serious.
You know, but for real though, there are six kids, but you know, between the two of us, like we got three apiece over here, so can't be losing them dollars, Pharaoh. But yeah, man, I mean, Pharaoh is the type. He's so laid back and so genuine and just like unbothered. I don't really think like I don't think he would have cared. Like, I don't think he would have cared at all. Like, not even a little bit.
I don't ever think I do. The others.
Oh, I mean.
As Tyler said, it's a fact.
I mean.
It's a real fact.
Who was my man? I mean, Trey Wingo. Trey Wingo was not here for it.
Trey's sensitive.
I mean, obviously, Trey Wingo and are we allowed to mention the gym net? I don't know if we're even allowed to mention
he pissed off Trey Wingo and Jim Nance.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. So those two were examples.
Those were a couple of guys that were very sensitive.
I think those two just weren't able to hide their emotions as well. I think he pisses off every guest. I think other guys just are better at concealing whenever they're upset with the way he treats them.
So how did I treat Pharaoh then, Tyler?
I mean, there were certain questions you had where your tone, it's a lot of your tone, man. You don't have a great delivery and you come off kind of like you're being an a-hole sometimes.
Pharaoh,
you're telling me I can put my money on this bet now. And you're putting words in his mouth.
Okay, come on, man.
You're putting words in his mouth and you're putting the pressure on him.
That's what you mean by tone?
Pharaoh, come on now. Pharaoh, hey.
That's a fun conversation that I was having with PB.
Yeah, I thought we were just trying to big him up. We were just trying to get some, you know, get the energy up and kind of get some excitement around. It's a road game.
You make these things.
No, you tried to make him feel bad or feel pressure about it. You were like, hey, man, I got kids now. You know, hey, you're telling me that I'm going to be good with this bet. Like, come on, man.
So a text did it said, you weren't mean, but you did tell him that you have kids and you used your kids against him. Come on, guys.
Hold on, so.
I just feel like we have so many.
Pharaoh got kids, too. He know what it's like. He out here, and you know, he understands. But, yeah, that was nothing compared to Trey Wingo, who was like, hey, well, look, you asked for my opinion. You asked for his opinion and then pushed back, and he thought that maybe you weren't allowed to push back on the guest's opinion. I can't even remember what his opinion was, but you were like, you don't think that.
He's talking about Trey's sensitive.
He was a little sensitive.
Trey said something silly. And I guess came back with it. He tried to compare it to Ben Roethlisberger, and I said, "Well, you think the time was a little bit different there, wouldn't you say?"
That tone doesn't sound like an ass at all.
But I didn't even say it like that. Go find it.
I was listening live.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't say it like that. Brandon, now you're in it.
I thought that Trey was sensitive, and I thought that Jim Nance was just caught off guard. Like, he was just not interested in the Deshaun Watson discussion at all. Like, I don't think he found it nearly as interesting as the rest of us.
He's just mean.
It was kind of mean,
just
too.
Mean. All right, coming up, Clint Sterner's football at 4. What the hell is going on to one of the best players we've ever seen in the National Football League? We'll discuss that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.